Today we begin Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Ayin Ches Hilchos Kriyas Avatar B'Shabbos V'Yontav Achiyuvim. K'shmasifim B'Shabbos, if we add somebody, another Leo on Shabbos, Shechem Likra Kroyin or Levi L'Akron. We can call up a Kroyin or Levi to Akron. Shekivin Shekvah Shlim B'Shiver Gavri. Once we had the first seven Aliyahs, the way they're supposed to be, V'Gam Shu Akron Mika Kruim, it's already Akron, it's after the primary obligation of Aliyahs, which are seven, Chutz Min HaMafter, which is also obviously something that we have to read. When we add Aliyahs, there's a question how many Aliyahs we could add. Some only add an Akron, some add three Aliyahs, some add five Aliyahs. But we have to remember, when we speak about adding Aliyahs and making Hysophis, there are halachas, what we may do or may not do. We can't end with two psukim or only one pasuk after a psucha astuma. We can't end with so few psukim with left to the psucha or astuma. V'kein hamafti yichayim likreis kaya nalevi. From after we could call up a kain alevi, v'fil a kain echad la'achron v'kain echad la'mafter, even to have one kain getting the achron aliyah, a different kain getting the mafter aliyah, yichayim likreis, that we may do. Kivin shakadosh masik b'neim, we say kadosh between the achron and the mafter. B'simchas Torah, shemetzin shleish sefer Torah, and shemetzin Torah, we take out three sefer Torah, yichayim likreis kain echad L'chasson Torah, one kain can be called up to be chasson Torah. Another kain, echad l'chasson Bereishis, can be called up for chasson Bereishis. V'echad can be called up for mafter. A third one. Kivin shekol echad kair b'sefer Torah acher, each one of them is reading from a different sefer Torah. Avol b'Rish Chodesh Tevis, shechal yis b'Shabbos. When Rish Chodesh Tevis is on Shabbos, that on that Shabbos as well, api shemetzin gam ken shleis sefer Torah, we have three sefer Torah. One for Parshas Shavuot, one for Rish Chodesh, and one for Chanukah. Afilam writes in Likras B'Sefer Torah, Rish and Shemayna Gavri. Even if they want to read eight people from the first Sefer Torah, Ein Rishayim L'Kreis L'Kain Shiyah Shmini. They can't have Achron from the second Sefer Torah. Kivin Shayin Dain Ein Mashlim Makriya B'Sefer Azeh. The obligation of the Kriyas HaTorah of that day is not concluded just from the first Sefer Torah. For Mashem Hu, the way the Zayin Kruim, the way the Kriyas HaTorah on such a Shabbos is concluded, with what we called in the second Sefer, Shekarim B'Parshas Rish Chodesh, that we read the Parshas Rish Chodesh in that Sefer Torah. And only after we finish all of that, Az Yechayim L'Kroisai, then we could call him. V'ken Adim B'Shabbos Shkolim. The same halacha applies to Shabbos Shkolim, Rish Chodesh, Shem Rish Chodesh, that these are also situations when we have three Sifrei Torah. Sif Beis, if Karla Kohen Levi be'emtza minyan, if they accidentally call the Kohen Levi not where they're supposed to, Yala Achab B'Mekaymai, somebody else should go up, not the Kohen Levi, V'hu Yam Talayt Zatevin, he should stand by the Bima, V'yala Mafta La'achrin, but not go up to an aliyah that a kohen or levi are not supposed to have. Sif Gimel, b'Shabbos shekarim shteim b'sidrois, on a Shabbos that we read two parshias, yesh l'chaba ha'sidrois, the way we should connect them is with the oil ha'revi, with the person who gets revi. Sif Dal klol shepashas chukai sepashas kisavai, the klolas, the tachachem pashas chukai sepashas kisavai, eim afsikim b'neim. We should not stop. It should be one long aliyah. And the reason explains the Mishnah Brura, if somebody makes an interruption, it looks like he's not interested in what Hashem is saying, and he doesn't want to accept it. V'tzarech, l'hasl paschach mikadim, the aliyah should be started with a persik before the techacha begins. Achleman lo yaschol parsha, but as we said, because there's the rule that we shouldn't start Pach Mishlash Psukim, Sarach Shiaschel, we have to start this Aliyah with at least Shlash Psukim Kain Maklavus. Ubsaif, and when we finish the Techacha, Gam Ken Sarch Likris Lchala Pasuk, we should read at least Pasuk Achar Achar Klalus. There should be one, at least one Pasuk after Techacha. Ach Yirish Lay Sign Pachs Mishlash Psukim, Neschalas Parsha. It should be three Psukim from the beginning of the Parsha, and also not have only two Psukim or less till the end of the Parsha. There are many Minhagim who to call up for this aliyah. Some places, the minig is that the Baal Kairi gets that aliyah. And even if the Baal Kairi is a Kayin, we should give him, or a Levi, we should give him an aliyah from the beginning of the parasha or from wherever, that should be their aliyah. And then the other aliyahs that we have to give will make up in the Sedra, in the parasha, after the Techacha. If somebody is called up for the Techacha, he's not allowed to refuse going up. And in general, the Paiskim say we don't need to be so sensitive about getting this aliyah, because Shema Mitzvah L'Yeda Davara. Somebody's going to do a mitzvah, he's being called up to the Torah, he has nothing really to worry about. Ach Yira, B'Pashik Kisisa, when we read Pashik Kisisa, Kayam in Malevi called Pashas Egel. The Pashas Egel is read to the Levi Aliyah till we get to the Pasuk of Mishas Yishum V'Gomer. Vitam, and the reason for this is K'vnei Levi Lahoy Basias Egel. They didn't participate in the Egel. V'Nayagim Likres we call Nomach. We read this in a low voice. Min V'yita Moshe K'chalos Av Yichal Moshe. K'shimachas L'yichal. We get to Vichal and Pashat Kisisa, Chayzav Kol Ram. We start reading with our regular loud voice. Ad Vayifan Vayerid Moshe. Shemaskal Vayifan, we get to that Pasuk. Again, Chayzav Kol Bekol Namach. We read it quietly. Ad Umoshe Yikach Sa'oil. Chayzav Kol Ram, and then we can read it regularly at Sofa Pasha. Begama Kolosh and Pashat Chukosu Pashat Kisavai, that when we read the Teichacham, Karim Bekol Namach, we read it quietly. However, as a pasuk gezchatis b'si Yaakov, that pasuk we read out loud. B'kol Ram v'akach a pasuk v'aretz ta'ozev. That pasuk again is read. V'kol Namach is read quietly. V'afgam zois should be read b'kol Ram at a soif until the end of Teichacha. Pashuk Kisavai liras Hashem anichbar at a pasuk b'kol Ram at soif a pasuk until the end of that pasuk we read loudly. Then we read quietly ad ve'en koinam. V'kein, parashas ba'aloscha. So too, when we read parashas ba'aloscha, noigin l'kreis b'kol namach, we read quietly from v'hiyam k'mesoinanim ad v'aman k'zeru gad, because it speaks negatively about Klal Yisrael. V'tam l'harois, and the reason we read it this way is to show she'em mischartin, that we regret what happened. Even when you're reading quietly, still the halacha requires, it has to be loud enough that the people should hear. If they don't hear any yotz midei chayvus kriya, they're not being mekayim the mitzvah. And Pashas Masai, when the 42 stops the Klal Yisrael made in the Midbar are read, Ein lahafsik b'neim, ein lahafsik b'neim, this should be read as one long aliyah. Shem keneged shem b'neim beis. There's one shem Hashem that's made up of 42 letters, and this corresponds to that shem. Just like we can't split and shouldn't split the shem Hashem, we shouldn't split the 42 masses. A person should be careful to try to hear every word as we're hearing, as we're learning of the Kriyas HaTorah. However, if, says Rav Moshe and Digras Moshe, Chelik Dalet Simchav Gimel, if somebody missed a word of the Kriyas HaTorah, he doesn't have to go to a different shul to make up the word that he missed, because the primary chiv of Kriyas HaTorah is not a chiv on the individual, it's a chiv on the tzibur. But you have to have 10 people, and therefore you have to have 10 people who are listening to the Kriyas HaTorah. Sif Hei, Ben Gavra L'Gavra, between Aliyas, we should roll up the Sefer Torah. It shouldn't be left open. However, we need not cover it. Maftir. When we get before Maftir, Sha'imrim, that at that point we say Kaddish, V'yesh Man Aruch, and that already takes time. Then Tzarech L'chassif V'milshalai, we should cover the Sefer Torah with its coat or whatever that's used to cover it. V'chem Mekom Mokom She'yesh Man Aruch, whenever there's an interruption, K'goin Shemezarim L'chassin, when they sing, when a chassin is getting the liyah, K'yoytzba, V'huadin, in all these cases, we should cover the Sefer Torah during that interruption. Just like one is not allowed to speak during the Kriyas Torah, so too, one should try to refrain from speaking ben gavra legavra between the aliyas. And if one does speak, it, of course, should be in a respectful way. And of course, he has to stop as soon as the Baal Kaira resumes reading from the Sefer Torah. Sivav, im Tobe Shabbos, if on a Shabbos they made a mistake, v'karu im Ashishi ad Gemara Parsha, they read the person who got the Shishi till the end of Aliyah, till the end of the Parsha, l'yoyim HaKadosh, don't say Kaddish at that point, aliyukum yan as a Mafter, they should call up Mafter, v'yashlim, and now the Mafter will be considered one of the Shiva Kruim, one of the seven people who got the obligatory aliyas. Well, Achshem Haftarim HaBrachas, and only after the Haftarim with the Brachas is said, then and only then as Yom HaKadosh. V'kem B'yontif, and the same halacha applies in Yontif. Im Tom Karam Reviyat and Nigmar, on Yontif we call up five people for aliyas. Here they read for Revi till the end. L'yom HaKadosh, don't say Kaddish. El Yikram Yadis HaMafter, immediately read the Mafter, the Sefer Torah Hasheni to the second Sefer Torah, and only Acha Haftar V'Aprachas Yoyma Kaddish. In a situation where just the opposite, where they had seven people getting Aliyah, and they thought they finished the Parsha, and they didn't really finish the Parsha, so they on Shabbos, they should call up another person to get an Aliyah with whom to finish the entire Parsha. By Yontif, there are people, their opinions that say we could be more lenient unless what was missed from laning is primary and critical to teach us what that yontif is about. Sif Zayin, Shetzrich Leitzi Shlosh Sefer Torah, in a situation where we're three Sefer Torah, as we identified a little while ago, have to be taken out. Ve'en Lam El Shnayim, but in the shul, there are only two Sefer Torah. Don't roll the second Sefer Torah to use it for the third Aliyah, for the what we need a third Sefer Torah for. Aliyichlos Rishon, now take back the first Sefer Torah, which was already finished being used, and take that Likras by to use that for what we're going to read, what we need to read from the third Sefer Torah.